This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The first alert that was triggered, okay, according to sources that reviewed them, it was a June 15th play to be either a ball or a hit batsman, and Ortiz opened the inning with a slider well outside the strike zone, very far away from the strike zone. The second alert that set off this, so the one of the people that does this investigations and kind of keeps in track for Major League Baseball, they're the ones that are like, saying, hey, something's not right here. It's called, the firm is called IC360. They're the ones that's in charge of all this, okay? So when they see something suspicious happening, they send it to Major League Baseball. They thought the first alert was suspicious, and then they thought the second alert was suspicious as well. This was a June 27th game against the Cardinals. Top of the third inning, the bet would have been to be a ball or a hit batsman. Ortiz opened the inning with a slider even farther outside the strike zone than the one that happened in the June 15th game against the Mariners. Both alerts were flag bets in Ohio, New York, and New Jersey. Now, kind of like the Jonte Porter situation where people are like, why is something funny happening here? Well, something funny was happening because nobody bets $50,000 on Jonte Porter prop bets. Nobody bets apparently what the amount was. We don't know what the amount was. But nobody clearly bets the amounts that we're betting in Ohio, New York, and New Jersey on a ball happening in the top of the second inning in one game and the top of the third inning happening in another game. And that's what then got flagged. And that's why people are, that's why this whole thing is under investigation.
Yeah, I thought as I'm sitting here, I'm like,
sorry if that was a lot.
No. That was perfect because I'm sitting there thinking, like, how are you guys picking that up? And from what I'm gathering from what you just told me, it's not really necessarily that, you know, It was a crazy pitch, and it was obviously it was two sliders that was outside of the strike zone. But the thing that got me was it's the money. It's the amount that you're betting on that. Like, If you got 50, 60, 70,000, heck, if you got $5,000 on a ball or hit batsman, now it would have been funny if those guys got hit twice. I would be like, that's kind of weird. But it was just two balls. But I think they got caught, their hands got caught in the cookie jar and not looking at the long play. Like, you can't bet large sums of money on very obscure betting props.
Exactly right.
And hope nobody's going to notice. They're like, they probably pulled up the analytics and it was like, listen.
All right, they know how much action they're supposed to get in any given game based on, especially on the stupid little ones like striker ball to lead off an inning
or little small ones like that. They're probably looking over the whole system and they're like, listen, the median or average bet that we're getting on this action is maybe $100.
Well, so like, do you remember the ex Alabama baseball coach? His name was Brad Bohannon. And so it popped up, it was a couple years ago, and I've used him as an example moving forward. So what happened with him was he had a pitcher, and then he ended up scratching the pitcher, and then they found out later that a large bet was made in that time frame in between before he alerted people and everything in between. It's like a $100,000 bet.
Oh.
And it's like, what kind of idiot do you think you are?
Yeah.
Like you can't place a $100,000 bet on a game. Like, Vegas knows.
Yeah.
There aren't $100,000 bets. People think that like these bets are happening all the time.
Nah.
$100,000 bets on college baseball games don't happen. Same thing with this instance. If it's worth $50,000, if it's worth even $15,000, these type of bets aren't being placed on individual pitches on random games in June with the Guardians and the Cardinals.
And then what they're going to really do is how I think they really get people pinched is when you take a look at specifically who they're running these through. Because obviously they're not running their own bets, right? They're having somebody go in, make this bet, whatever the case may be.
This involved multi-states, too. So this is, I mean, this isn't like a, because there's a part of me that thinks, all right, maybe somebody in Ohio just has a very big gambling problem. They were down a lot in the day, and they just threw a Hail Mary out there, and you get a $100,000 bet on a ball or a strike, because you're basically doing a coin flip at that point.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You're betting heads or tails at that point. So maybe they just looked at it like, I'll bet that, and they did it, and they did it twice. This is multi-states.
And if you see $50,000 here, $50,000 in that state, $50,000 in that state, and you and people don't know, they get the rude awakening because they wait for that immediate bet. they wait for that immediate payout because they're like, oh, listen, let's go. The payout is coming, and then you get that email, you get that notification. You know, right now the processing is taking a little slower.
You've gotten that email, huh?
We're going to have to reach out to you, yeah. Talk to you real quick. Like, you're like, hold on. I won that 35-leg parlay fair and square. I can't help it. I need that bag today. Like, you know, and when they didn't get that bag and they start rounding these dudes up, and then, oh, you didn't get the payout, you start talking on the phone. Now they got they get the phone records. You done called somebody else. Hey, man. I placed that bet, man. It's telling me that the account is frozen. Oh, really? Now you on the phone text messaging between people saying, hey, what's going on? We're trying to figure something out. And you don't think these people, if the federal government has the wherewithal to get all this stuff locked up and tapes and all that? Yeah. Come on, bro. You gotta, if they was doing this, do you think if they were doing it like 100 or 200 at a time?
Yeah.
It would be less, like, you probably couldn't even prove that.
You wouldn't know. I mean, it just wouldn't get flagged the same way. Yeah. Like, if you bet $100 and if you, I mean, again, it's such a tiny amount. I don't know why Luis Ortiz would go along with it for $100 for pocket change.
Facts.
Why? But you could, yes. In theory, you could be like, hey, top of the third inning, just throw a ball, win me $150. We'll just make it look like I just had a one-time bet. For sure, you could do that all day long, I would imagine, and it wouldn't get flagged. It's the volume. It's the fact that it crossed three different states. That's part of this. And the idea that we don't know what the value was, but the value had to have been immense enough and high enough where the flags were sounded, the alarms were sounded off.
And they do it.
Rightfully so.
By the way, they do this in casinos. Like when you get high rollers and people that's coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In here, and I'm, you know, Charles Barkley talks about it. You know, you come in there and you got a bunch of money and you got at the high rollers table. Vegas is looking around. They're looking around like, hold on. Why is all these dudes at this table? Is they cheating? Is they card counting? Even if you just straight up card counting, it ain't illegal, but you got to get up out of here.
Right.
And so, like, I think people don't look at it.
You've watched those TikTok videos where they come in, they take the guys that are card counting, and they're just like, we just don't want you to play here anymore.
Just, hey, listen, no
problem. You're winning a little bit too much.
Cash cash your chips out.
Take your free beverage.
Please, you know, go to another table.
Exit stage left.
Even when you're making wire transfers, any transaction over $10,000 is flagged.
Yeah, anything. For sure. Yeah, I don't know why people think that large sums of money are just being maneuvered through the country always. And it's just like it's not the case. It just isn't. All of these things are heavily, heavily monitored. And so that's the part where I can't figure out in my mind if this is the type of infraction that Guardians fans are going to get livid about or are just going to say, well, it was a ball in a random game against the Cardinals and it was a ball to lead off an inning against the Mariners. I can't even tell you if it impacted the at-bats in any sort of real way outside of just giving a 1-0 count to the hitter. Like there's a difference between throwing meatballs down the plate and socking it to the moon, and that's how Ortiz ends up, losing money, winning money, but then losing the Guardians the game, versus this, which is just, I threw a ball in the top of an inning in a random June game to try to win some money. Neither one baseball is going to look fondly on.
Yeah.
Like, you'll still probably get banned for life if proven that you threw this ball intentionally, but I just don't know how Guardians fans will be taking this.
Yeah, it's...
Because there is a no harm, no foul to some degree.
I think in a greater
sense. It's not intentionally throwing the game.
The Guardians kind of operate in this purgatory where we'll celebrate them when they win. And they're like, oh, you guys ran very well. You do the most with the least. You're more competitive traditionally than the Cavs and the Browns. So when these stories come out, it's like, okay, it is a story. But how much does it stick? Because it's the Guardians. Say, for instance, if this, instead of Luis.
Well, I mean, this is a sports gambling story in general. So this is national news. This is going to be the big story. And especially since it happened on July 3rd, it's going to draw a lot of attention.
Now, can you imagine if it was the Browns?
I just want you to remove yourself from all of that for a second. Remove yourself, because obviously if it was the Browns, we'd talk about it for 7 days straight, and it's just reality. But just the idea that, maybe I shouldn't have said Guardians. Maybe just a baseball fan out there. How's the baseball fan in Texas look at the idea that Ortiz threw a ball to lead off the second inning and a ball to lead off the third inning? Are we looking? I don't think anyone's looking at that the same way you looked at Pete Rose, who was trying to gamble on games, even if he was trying to impact the outcome or not. I don't think people are looking at it like Jonte Porter, who was clearly just for his own prop bets and was what it was, but that was impacting the actual score of these games. Like this didn't impact the score in any sort of way.
I look at it like it's such a gray area.
It's obviously not great. We know that.
It's a gray area because there's really no...
But how bad is it?
It's really no smoking gun. It's not like, remember, we just talked about it. If the bet is you're going to hit a pitcher or you're going to hit a batter and he hit five or six guys, how often do guys hit guys in Major League Baseball? Not very often.
Not very often.
And so that's a smoking gun. And it's like, come on, man. Randomly hitting guys.
But if this goes back to, let's say, it being Ortiz's family members or Ortiz's friends that are placing these type of bets, and you can make an obvious link, because there's no other reason why someone with the last name Ortiz, and we don't have these connections yet, but there's no reason why someone with the last name Ortiz would be betting $100,000 on ball a ball to be the first pitch of the third inning.
Yeah, it's a wrap. If it's that, that is a big deal. You know why? Because then I can take a step forward and say, I could say that all of it's cheating. There are people who will take the next step and say, if you're betting on that minute of a thing, well, what are you guys betting on that are really big things?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can question whether or not anything is for real. Like, I'm going to question, and you know how people think of conspiracy theories today.
Yeah.
I think it is a big deal because, hey, like, this is right in your face. It's not that hard, and the dots are connected very quickly. It's not that difficult to see, like, wow, if they're doing this, what else are they doing?
I mean, and that's how baseball's got to treat this. And that's how I think they will treat it, by the way. All right, leave that there. We'll get back to it a little bit later on. We got a lot of NBA guests to get to today, by the way. We got a bunch of different people and a bunch of different things lined up, including Jason Timpf at 540. I love him. Love his work with Coward. Think he's fantastic. He'll join us. But Quick Hits comes your way next. It's Jonathan Pito and Garrett Bush Afternoon Drive with you guys right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.